Welcome, Professor.
I'm Greg Stone. I'm here with my brother,
Joey Stone, aka the Wolf.
The Wolf,
I'm aka here with the Wolf. Joey Southside.
Fun thing, just hold like this.
Like this?
You're holding it like it's a hardcore mic. Like
my experience.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're in. So we're brothers. If you don't know,
I don't get headphones.
No, I only have one set of headphones.
So everything's a power trip with you,
the thing
little
is,
brother.
You don't need. That's how I.
I don't
it
need
back.
Headphones.
You don't. Mm. It's not that you don't need them. It's that we don't have the ability to plug in more than one pair.
Ah.
So it's right. Not. It's the same thing with having guests.
Very good.
We're gonna have to figure out a way to get another microphone going if we're gonna have a guest. That's the problem we have with the Rad Dude Cast and my other podcast.
Keep it organic. I like
oh
it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we'll be talking about your local. Well, we're going to talk about what we talk about. Nerd rage. We'll talk about some nerd stuff.
Why are we mad? It.
I'm not mad.
I'm
mad
a little mad.
What are you mad about?
Nerd stuff.
Here's the thing. That's why I don't love the name. I know. Let's just get on to it. I don't love the name Nerd Rage because I've never been angry about anything nerdy in my life.
You like everything.
I love
you
everything.
You want, and that's what I like about you. You want to like things. That's why you're
yeah.
a good person.
I go in. I go into a movie and I say, oh, well, let's have
like
let's have ourselves a time.
Yes.
Let's have ourselves a time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
And I listen, I am more alike than dislike.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
But there are some things I take very personally.
There are some cardinal rules.
Yes.
If you break, I get mad.
And I believe our cardinal rules pretty much align, I think,
yeah.
for the most part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like people who hated Batman versus Superman.
Nerds.
The only thing I disliked about it, which they broke the cardinal rule, was having Batman kill people.
Right.
But can I say this?
Yes.
Oh, people are already going to stop tuning in.
Yeah.
People are already going to be mad at me that I am taking the side of Batman versus Superman. If the next movie, if they address that, if in the next movie they go, he killed people because he was a broken Batman and now he's
yeah.
learning to not do that again,
yeah.
then I'm okay.
Also, I call his killing in the movie light killing. That's what I like to call a little light.
A little murder
killing.
Light. A little
yeah.
murder light.
You know what I mean? When you're in the Batwing, you got the machine gun there.
America.
You pull the trigger, you close your eyes.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? It's a light,
I didn't kill
light
him.
Killing.
The bullets killed him.
Yeah. Now, when he's in the room, when he's in the room fighting the thugs, he wasn't snapping necks or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
because it's different. It's light killing.
I think you got to bring this to a court of law.
Yeah.
Well, Your Honor.
Go ahead, arrest Batman.
Just a little light killing.
Because you know Gotham's like, listen, we know we have to arrest him, but he has saved our asses so many times.
Yeah.
Because what happens if Batman's out of the picture in Gotham? At any given time,
mm-hmm.
there are 15 liquid psychotic villains to the point it's such a concentrated
yeah.
psychosis that they have plans ready for when their plans fail on how to kill everyone.
Yeah.
It's never like, that dude I saw on the street, I'm going to kill that dude. It's... I'm going to make this purple juice, and I'm going to put it in the water supply and kill every
yeah.
motherfucker up in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's always 7 of them.
Yeah. All ready to go.
All ready to go.
Yep.
All ready to go.
Well, let me throw this out here. There's a couple problems with killing people in comic books that bother me.
Oh, in comic books. I thought you were going to say in general.
Oh, in life, no problems with murder 7.
Light murder.
Light murder. Yeah. Here's the thing. Even Spider-Man, right? Let me say something. If Spider-Man punches a guy in his hip, right? And then he goes into the hospital.
I got to come back for this. I want you to finish your thought, but make sure I don't forget.
All right. If he punches somebody in the hip, right, goes to the hospital, there's big chances of fucking...
Blood infections.
Infections.
Yeah.
He gets older, and then eventually the person dies. What's murder? I mean, like, you are doing this shit to people.
What is murder?
I mean, the whole thing about... And it's going to sound... Oh, man, to start nerd rage with me being such a fucking pacifist.
Yeah.
Of, like, I hate that Spider-Man isn't mostly a defensive superhero. You know, like, the fact that they're up there and he's just punching people in the face is like, yeah, I mean, is that how we solve?
But he pulls his punches.
Is that how we solve crimes?
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You got
to
stop
I think
it. Sometimes time becomes a concern.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Because somebody's up there holding a bomb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you got to fight through all the goons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, granted, he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
He can just climb all the way up.
Yeah, sure.
But... What would the comic be at that point?
Exactly. In my vision, you wouldn't have comic books. You'd have people being like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do this.
Right.
But every villain should be, I like rehabilitating villains. Nothing better in a story for me than Joker not being like, yeah, I'm really fucked up, and I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to do better. You know, like that to me
that's
is
believable.
The best.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like God, you know, evil for being evil, or and if you have a villain who's constantly bad.
I like a few evil for the sake of evil. I mean, we went to school with Rob Wattingale. We know that they're out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
know that they're out there.
Yeah.
But I like the tough. I'm still too far.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're okay. Actually, you know what? Hang on a second. Whip. All right. Okay. So the switch. I don't know how to do it without headphones.
Okay.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't mind villains for being villainous.
Right.
I think I need the headphones.
Okay, you can have them. We've now switched to headphones three times back and forth.
I can't. I have to have them. I just have to do it. No, I don't. I don't mind villains for being the fake of villains, but I think that if you have a guy you're fighting constantly and he never gets better, then you're not doing your job. He didn't do their job. If the Joker keeps coming out,
you're ruining comic books right now. With this.
I know
you can't address this particular elephant in the room.
Yeah,
it goes back to the whole Edgar Allan Poe thing, which was the first thing I learned about fiction and writing and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
It is you know, to enjoy fiction.
Yeah,
it is the willingful suspension of disbelief.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 99% of these jerk people on the internet. Just shut up.
Exactly. And that's why I love every movie.
You've got to want to enjoy it.
That's why I love,
you know what I mean?
Every movie.
Right.
Because I go in and I go, oh, well, you're mad that Transformers isn't amazing? Well, it's a car that turns into a robot. And guess what? That's exciting no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. It was fun. Listen, Transformers, story-wise,
yeah,
was a nightmare.
Of course.
Everyone knows it. But my retort would be, if you go into Transformers looking for a story, you're a fucking idiot.
Ooh, devil's ad. Let me play devil's ad here.
Hit me.
Transformers has had amazing stories throughout the years. Beast Wars was fucking awesome.
Beast Wars was...
The Transformers comics were really great.
Okay, but the comics are always good for everything.
So when those nerds love that stuff, they want to see that stuff be brought up.
What nerds are reading the Transformers comics?
There's a lot of nerds reading Transformers comics.
No, listen.
There are Transformers fans
out
there.
Do you want to know when they read the Transformer comics?
When?
With the G.I. Joe crossovers.
Let me tell you something.
Let's face it. I was like, oh, shit, Snake Eyes and Optimus Prime hooking up? Let's go do this.
Never been so... There's conventions based on just Transformers. BotCon, that people go to for their love of them. So you're going to say these people don't exist?
Yeah, but that's because of the cartoons.
Or they're just here being like, oh, well, where's the G.I. Joe crossover?
No, it's just the cartoons, though. Everybody loves them cartoons.
No, I don't know. That's the thing. It's like, I love G.I. Joe,
yeah,
right?
Of course. Yeah.
I love G.I. Joe, and every time I see a G.I. Joe movie, I get upset because I know how good it could be from the comic book. The comic book was amazing.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody has to stick up their butt about live action.
Yeah.
You don't need live action. Okay? Look at Pixar.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You could be making these sweeping, gorgeous Transformers animated movies into CGI, 3D, you know, all that stuff. You can do it. Look at these video game cutscenes
Give me more.
That are mind-blowing. Yeah. They're literally mind-blowing. The World of Warcraft ones, they're cartoony.
Yeah.
But they're mind-blowing. The Knights of the Old Republic Star Wars ones. All I'm sitting there, I watch there and I'm going, just make this the movie. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking at.
Dude.
This is like, 4,000 years before Luke Skywalker. And it's these nerds fighting in the woods. And all of a sudden there's a lightsaber and I am all in.
The DC did a DC Online little vignette or whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah. Those cutscenes were sick.
What?
Are you kidding me?
I said this should have been everything.
And they're like, let's pay a gajillion dollars to Ben fucking Affleck and all these other friggin' dudes.
Yeah.
Why? Because you know what? Get a good director.
Yeah.
Say, take the stick out of your ass and just direct this cartoon, because no matter whatever you want is what you get.
What you want.
Your imagination is what happens.
Yes, I want to view paradise.
Exactly. And because like, I'm a filmmaker, I'm going to shoot on film, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? Because now your movie fucking sucks.
Now your movie fucking sucks.
Or even if it doesn't suck, it sucks more than it has to suck.
Yeah. Although, but that's the thing about it too. Like, Marvel does these fucking comic book movies, and they all blow. They're all like, Marvel doesn't do good comic book movies.
I don't know. Some of them are pretty good.
They're all right.
I thought Avengers was a good comic book movie.
No.
It was fun.
No.
You like everything, but you didn't like Avengers.
I thought Avengers, Ultimate Avengers, was...
Wait, what are we talking about right now?
The only Avengers cartoon they did, except the...
Oh, we're talking about cartoon movies.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the movie comic book movies. Like...
No. Every Marvel movie they've done has been an absolute...
Pretty fucking great.
There's been one that I didn't like, which was Thor 2. And it's because I fell asleep. I tried to watch it three times. I fell asleep all three times.
Yeah,
and I didn't really like Iron Man 3. Ah, sorry. Just not good.
Really?
It was, yeah, because it was more of a... Here's the thing. It was
I didn't hate it.
It was a great Robert Downey Jr. movie. Great.
He's great.
He's just, come on. That guy's going to make a movie great.
That guy's fucking great.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's always been great.
Always.
When he was in Back to School, I forgot he was in Back to School. I watched Back to School. Like, Robert Downey Jr. is fucking great.
He's great.
He's so great.
He's had a little couple drug problems. I'd take a little time off.
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
We're judging now?
Delved. Yeah.
Don't judge. What have you done with your fucking life? Were you in Back to School? Were you Iron Man?
I didn't even go to school.
You weren't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also,
Oingo Boingo in Back to School.
You think I don't talk about
it's
that
It's a dead man's party. Yeah. Who could ask for more?
Not me.
It's a dead man's party. Leave your body at the door.
Hey, classic. You coming in here? Leave your body. Just your soul. Just your bones,
We're keeping a goth in here. Body's at the door.
Body's the door.
Don't be a dick.
And don't take anybody else's body when you leave.
Pay the $5 cover. Leave your body at the door. Come on. No guest list.
Yeah, what were we going on about? We have diverged so much from the original
This is
topic.
Every conversation we've ever fucking had.
You
Everyone's great. Punched out. This is us at mom's house. Everyone has left the fucking room and stopped. Are you guys going to come eat? And we're like, just one second. Carnage versus Hydro Man. Who wins? Why are we talking about this?
He had to think too. Hydro Man?
Underrated.
Almost impossible to kill. He's water.
Hydro Man? At one point, he's going to go, I'm just going to go in the ocean and win.
Exactly.
Hydro Man in
the
ocean is...
He is win.
That's it. You've already won. Sandman, go to the fucking desert and win.
Yeah.
You can't kill Sandman.
But what is he trying to do? What does Sandman want? Money?
Just
You're
some
all
money.
Sand.
But now he's got his daughter. He's taking care of that little baby girl he's got. So I like Sandman more now.
I've always loved Sandman.
Yeah.
I've always loved him. And I will say this, and I will go on record as saying this. I hated almost everything about all the three original Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Except Sandman. Sandman, I thought, was
and
amazing.
They put that was right when the daughter thing started, and they brought the daughter thing in.
Yep.
Right?
And the Doctor Octopus was great in part two.
Oh, Molina is a fucking lock, that guy.
Yeah.
He's good in everything.
What else was he in?
He's in a lot of TV shows. He usually plays like a doctor who's mean but cares about you.
Well, that's exactly
and
what
he kills it every time.
Hey, we need a doctor who's mean but cares about
but
you.
But cares about you.
Well, that's Doctor
I mean
Octopus.
Because I expect more from you.
Oh, love it.
That guy.
Love it.
He's that guy, and he kills it.
Can I go on record and say, hated Tobey Maguire?
You didn't hate him until after.
When
you didn't hate him at the time. No one hated him at the time.
Here's what happened.
He was 45 years old and he was in high school?
Let's be honest. There's a few things to discuss here. One, the fact that they said Spider-Man movie, you could have handed me three turds.
Yeah.
And I would have said, oh, you spray painted it red? Well, I love this.
Spider-Man movie starring Danny DeVito. All in.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm in.
Shit.
Let's see. Let's see what they do.
But even when they were coming out, I was like, this isn't Spider-Man. He's too weird. He was too weird. Peter Parker to me was never weird.
I think he was a little weird.
Here's the thing about Peter Parker.
Okay.
Because this is how I've always...
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was up to. Sure, he was a little... He was nerdy, and he was goofy, and he was awkward. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a child molester, as played by Tobey Maguire.
What part of Tobey Maguire's portrayal of Spider-Man did you take as pedophilia?
Take a look at him.
I will.
Take a look at him next time you watch it.
Okay.
And then do a cutscene in your mind, close your eyes, and go, where is he now?
Hold on.
Yep. Where is he going? Into a basement, right? Who's in that basement?
Okay, I got the computers. They're on. What is that? That's Reddit. And
yep.
Child porn. You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It.
It's every single time.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. I actually thought I dug those movies, too.
I will say this. I'll say that Garfield. John Garfield? Who the fuck's that kid's name?
John is Garfield's dad.
John
is Lasagna. Is that what we're talking about?
No, and the kid in Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, the second...
Second
secretly
Spider-Man.
English Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was a
Did
great...
Did you know he's from England?
No.
Yeah.
Every Spider-Man is English now. Tom Holland is English.
The new guy's English, too?
I know.
Are there no actors in America?
There's none. Can I ruin something for you?
Robert Downey Jr.
American. American made! Here's the thing about when that kid came out, I was like, this kid to me was Peter Parker.
Garfield?
Yeah.
I loved Garfield. I thought he was great, and I was actually bummed when they didn't bring him back.
I know.
I get it. I'm like, I could go either way,
yeah.
But Marvel should have been like, these movies are getting kind of wonky, but you're great.
The villains were bad. Until Tom Holland showed up, and I cried in the movie theater.
Yeah, because it was so right.
When he was Spider-Man.
Because it was so right.
I said, forget everything they've ever showed me. This, I'm crying. He was so perfect.
Right.
He is so good. There's one thing. I'm going to ruin it for you.
Right.
But I don't want to ruin it for you, but I'm going to anyway. When he says... Hey, Cap, when he gets the Captain America shield, you can hear his British accent a little bit. It just comes out. He goes, hi, Cop. And it's kind of like, but you just.
Nobody
caught
it.
Nobody really catches it. And you kind of hear it. And then it's not British again the whole movie.
Yeah.
But, can I throw you one more thing?
Hit me.
I hate to just keep going.
No, you don't.
Here's a dream sequence I want.
Okay.
Dream Sequence.
Dream Sequence.
Marvel.
Marvel.
Infinity War.
Okay.
Spider-Man's in space.
Got
or
it. Yeah.
Space has come to Earth. Some kind of spaceship has crashed.
Right. One or the other.
Or
sure.
He's in the... Well,
they're obviously... It's going to have to be something where the Guardians come to Earth. They assemble their group, take them back out to space.
Yeah.
So they got to go... Okay. I'm with you.
Either way,
we're in space is...
Spider-Man rolls into the collector's room.
Sure. Benicio Del Toro. Room.
Yes.
Right?
He's there.
He's there.
Doping around. Doping. Where's everybody else? I don't know. Spider-Man's doing his own thing.
Yeah. Leave the kid back here. You wait here and don't touch anything,
yep.
Young kid who's going to touch everything as soon as I leave.
What does he do?
He touches something.
What comes out of that machine?
Venom.
I think you absolutely fucking right.
We're writing it right now.
Let's write it down. I wrote it down.
Put it down. That's our idea. We had that.
We had that.
So we're suing everybody. We had that.
Goddamn right.
That was ours first.
Sue your dick off.
We got to post this immediately.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, and look, here's the thing.
We're writers. And now we're writers.
We don't want a lot of money.
No.
Just send us a little bit of money.
I'm good with a writer credit.
Yeah. I'm good with just a Spider-Man costume that you made.
Maybe a producer credit.
Maybe a producer credit. Give me a bro cred.
Maybe I'm pro.
Bro cred.
Cool.
Yeah, what do you want in that Infinity War movie?
Do I want in the Infinity War movie?
Is there anything you want?
You know, honestly, I got to say, I don't know how the hell they're going to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people fighting, okay?
Yeah.
And Thanos is going to have to assemble a team. There's going to need to be a team. Because right now...
A team of Vill?
Yeah. Oh. So they're going to have to be pulling stuff out. My thing would be like, they're going to take some villains that were already defeated. He's going to take them, juice them up.
Bring them back to life, maybe.
Maybe back to life.
Maybe bring back Crossbones.
Maybe a little.
Maybe bring back Red Skull.
He's got the juice. We know he's got
he's
the juice.
He's got the juice.
Thanos has got the
he's
juice.
Got, it's huge.
It's Thanos.
It's huge juice.
It's Thanos juice. And it's a lot of juice.
It's a lot of juice.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because he's got like a weird mommy thing with death.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep.
But he's going to have a team. You know what I mean? And I hope they do it. I hope they get his Thanos team in, you know, something like that. They got to do something because you're going to like everybody's in it. They already told you everybody's in it. Everybody's in it. Black Panther's
who's
gonna
in it?
Be in it.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody that you saw that was a good guy is in it.
Except we don't know, and I don't think the Netflix people. I don't think the Netflix people are in it.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I'm glad you brought this up.
Sure.
Remember when they said Disney has bought Marvel,
yeah,
and we're gonna juice up all these movies,
yep,
and then the TV universe is gonna be attached to the movie universe,
yep,
and it's all gonna be attached and so much attachment, and yep, it's overlapping. Nope. Fuck you. Now it's you read everything. The TV guys don't get along with the movie guys, so they're not doing everything. You want to know what the fucking crossover is for this bullshit? This bullshit crossover?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
The movies crossover, the Netflix crossover. The Netflix can't even cross over with S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. is on ABC, which is fucking Disney.
Why not? They can't cross over.
They can. They choose not to because they're fucking nerds. It's so bad. Do you know what the fucking crossover
Rage
was?
Rage has consumed me.
Let me, yes. Welcome to Sith. I've gone Sith.
Yeah.
Okay. The crossover is a fucking framed newspaper article on the wall that says, New York destroyed by giant flying snakes. Wah, wah, wah. That's it. That's all you get. And then actually the guy who's in the room because he wrote that article gets killed.
Come on.
It's like almost so heavy-handed.
My rage is...
There is no crossover.
Impalatable.
And they go to, and then the Daredevil, they ask the guy who plays Daredevil, is like, oh, what would you think? He goes, of course I would love to be in one of those movies. What the hell kind of stupid question?
That's why I signed this fucking deal.
He goes, yeah, because everyone told me we were going to be crossing over.
Yeah.
There's no crossover.
Yeah. Well, it makes me furious. Daredevil needs to be in those movies.
Daredevil needs to meet Spider-Man.
Absolutely. He needed to have already met Spider-Man.
And the thing was, they sold us this shit ticket telling us it was all going down. They don't even have the fucking brains to have scenes like... They do it a little bit in S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. is slightly or was more crossovery because it's like, oh, we found a Kree weapon from the war.
Sure. But
you got fucking Daredevil running around, Punisher running around. Have some wreckage.
What do you mean?
From fucking when the fucking hell came through the sky and destroyed everything. Have some fucking wreckage.
I do think.
Am I crazy?
No, I want to explain here. I do believe that in Daredevil, a lot of the places in Hell's Kitchen that they fight in are like broken down places from where that all went down. I think like those fucked
that's
up
not,
buildings.
That's not fucking enough.
Look, I know.
It's not
I don't
enough.
Know why I'm
sorry. You promised me crossover.
You promised me crossover.
You promised me continuity.
Yes.
And then he told me to go fuck myself.
Spider-Man Homecoming. I know it's already almost done. They better have Daredevil in it. I'm already furious.
He's not going to be in it.
Also, stop telling me. I don't want to know.
What?
I want him to just show up, and I want to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
You don't have to just, oh, it's in the trailer. If you would have put Spider-Man in Civil War, and I did not know, do you know the raw joy?
You would have had a stroke and died.
I would have cried. I mean, I did cry in the movie.
Yeah.
I would have screamed crying. I would have went, ah! People would have said, stop the movie. This man is screaming.
Classic scream cry moment.
You're right.
And they're not doing it. And you know why they're not doing it? Because they're just assholes. Because no one at the top is just saying, stop being fucking children and work together here.
They might do it.
They're not going to do it. They're not going to fucking do it.
Why wouldn't they do it?
Because they're assholes. Why wouldn't they do it from the fucking jump?
Because I want...
And they started off Samuel L. Jackson. He's like, I'll be in every fucking movie. That's fine. Yeah. You want to be in 30 seconds at the end? Okay, I'll talk to whoever. And everyone was like, remember when all we needed was Samuel L. Jackson?
That's all we needed.
That's all we needed was Samuel L. Jackson to show up at a cut after the credit scene. That's all we needed. We were happy.
Can I tell you?
Then they stopped doing that.
Every day I think about it, there's a boy or a man out there who saw Avengers, saw Nick Fury, and then died the next day. And how sad that is.
What?
That, like, to see your dreams happening.
Yeah.
You see Iron Man, and then you go, Nick Fury, oh, it's all coming. And then you are hit by a car, and you never get to see all the great Avengers, cool things that have happened.
Yeah.
That's very sad for me. And I start to think, I'm getting old now. I'm getting older.
Yeah.
What am I not going to see?
What am I going to do with my life?
Anyway, what were we talking about before? About Avengers?
We really
cartoons?
Animated movies.
The Avengers cartoon, Earth's Mightiest...
No, first of all, I'm not talking about...
No, I just want to say that I want to say that Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the cartoon, was amazing.
That was the one when we were all wearing armor and shit?
It was with the best song. It was like, Avengers!
Fuck yeah!
that cartoon, it was called Earth's Mightiest Heroes, was an awesome Avengers cartoon.
Right.
They did Ultimate Avengers, that was booty. That was booty sauce.
Okay.
Then they did an Avengers cartoon that was great, and then they rebooted it into something that could suck a hot rod.
Yeah, the Marvel cartoon game has been wanting since X-Men.
Yeah.
It's been wanting.
Yeah. Wait, I asked you a question, and then we never got into it. Oh, God. Does it matter? Anything matter?
They need to do another universe, slap a number on it.
Uh-huh.
This is universe 784, whatever the fuck you want a number, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And it's all computer-generated animation with everybody. Because I know Marvel still has the animation rights for, like, Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, great.
Great.
Because, meanwhile, Fox is over here butt-fucking Fantastic Four every 2 years.
God.
Like what the fuck is going on over there?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this.
And, like, at what point does Fox just say, listen, we have no idea what the fuck we're doing.
Help us.
Can we do something?
Reach out a hand.
Yeah. Let's work together on this.
Yeah. Help
Who
me.
Who does a good movie hurt?
Help me.
Help you.
Yeah. Help me.
Yeah.
Help you.
Like, at what point do you go, take this back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's just give us a little bit of money.
You know, like you're babysitting someone's kid and they're a complete asshole and the parents are like, let's just take it back.
Just take the kid back.
Listen, you don't have to pay me.
Yeah.
Let's just square this up.
Sony's doing it with Spider-Man.
Yeah, and it's going to be awesome.
It's already so awesome.
And listen, from the jump, it could not have worked out better.
How do you save Fantastic Four?
How do you save Fantastic
Four? How does the wolf save it? I know how to save it. How do you save it?
Do you want to know? I'm glad you asked me. You know how you save fucking Fantastic Four?
How?
Leave it the fuck alone. There's a reason why the Fantastic Four are awesome, because they nailed it the first time. Oh, four young people. One's a genius. One's the guy who was bullied by his parents. So now he's going to take care of this other guy, and they're going to work together, and he's going to be a pilot. And Johnny Storm is the kind of jockey brother. And here's the babe that he shouldn't get, but he's going to get because it's a comic book, and we need her to be here.
Yeah.
Good! That's fine! The fucking Mole Man comes out of the ground! Danny DeVito is the Mole Man, by the way.
Oh, come on.
I will accept no one else.
Danny DeVito should be every villain in every Marvel.
But the Mole Man?
Of course, it's perfect.
Mole Man.
DeVito? Yeah, of course.
That's Danny DeVito.
He was the Penguin, so
you
good.
You take his face, you scan it in one of those scanner things, CGI.
CGI
he does
what?
The voice.
CGI what? You just put them green glasses on him and he's fine.
No, I'm talking about I want a CGI movie. I don't want a live-action Fantastic Four movie.
Oh.
I don't want them to... I want them to stop ruining shit. I want them to... They have destroyed Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Who is... The villain.
The villain.
The villain.
It should
villain.
Not be Thanos. It should not be
no.
Thanos
Listen,
right now.
Yeah.
It should be Dr. fucking Doom
yeah,
at the end
because
of the
remember
movie.
In the old Infinity War?
Yeah.
When Dr. Doom was like, I will fuck Thanos up. And he almost did. He fucked the fucking Beyonder.
He goddamn went after
do
God.
Do you want to know? He has to use Pym particles to shrink his balls to fit in his uniform. That's why he's so damn smart, because his balls don't fit in anything. This motherfucker's like, beyond my ass. Yeah. I'm a genius scientist.
Goddamn right.
I wield the fucking black arts. At any time, Dr. Doom could just be the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yep.
At any time.
Yep.
This is the motherfucker that we got the guy from that plastic surgery show playing? Are you fucking kidding me? Why did you even take this property if you don't give a fuck?
Here's what I do. I also say, you know what, Mag, you did such a great job with Magneto. You make Michael Fassbender Dr. Doom, too. I don't care. He's so great.
Who's voicing Dr. Doom?
Who's voicing Dr. Doom? I go Michael Fassbender.
Who's a weird foreign guy? I want a weird foreign guy.
A weird foreign guy.
A nice weird foreign Eastern European voicey thing. That's what I want.
Okay, let me say two things before we get into this. Before we get into this, I want to say this. This is how I save Dr. Doom. First of all, Fantastic Four, like you said, does not need to be saved.
It doesn't need to be saved.
You just rewatch Invincibles, where they fucking nailed the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Clearly no one watched that.
Here's the fucking thing. That was already Disney.
Yeah.
You've already done it.
You've already done this movie. Same script. Different guys.
That's it. You did it already.
You did it. Here's what I do, though. Because here's the thing. Here's what Marvel's going to say. They're going to say, we can't redo it. We've already sold the public 2 movies. They're a bomb. No one's going to come see it. And say, okay, you don't sell them a Fantastic Four. Hang on. You don't sell them a Fantastic Four movie. Here's what you do. You put a poster up that just says Doom. And you make a fucking Doctor Doom movie. And guess what?
I'm in. I'm there already.
The Fantastic Four shows up. And you let the public get their trust earned. You make them earn it back. Fantastic Four shows up. They're unfucking believable. Doctor Doom movie, fucking nasty.
But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
This I'm talking about 2016 Marvel.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
What if you are Marvel?
Uh-huh.
And we say we're gonna make a fully animated Fantastic Four, not kid animated,
uh-huh,
not drawn. Uh-huh. We're gonna take our big Pixar computers. Yeah. We're going to steal some of the guys from Blizzard and these video game guys,
yeah,
and we're going to make us a fucking Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
What part of you says, this might be the first one we fuck up? No. Everything you do is fucking good. Here's
Cars 2. That's the only one they ever didn't do good.
Cars was bad.
I didn't see Cars 2.
The kids liked the Cars, though.
Cars 1 was great.
But that's for little kids.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just saying.
I'm pretty much in any fucking animated
Every
car.
Pixar.
Like, I watched a movie about a snail that races, and it was Deadpool did the voice. You know what? I liked it.
I don't think even that was Pixar.
It wasn't even. It doesn't have to be at this point.
Turbo. That was Turbo.
Oh, Turbo.
He's a snail who races cars.
Super racist Mexican stereotypes. Like they had a taco truck.
I mean,
I was all in. They were super friendly.
Sometimes you just gotta have a great time.
Yeah.
You just do a little. You do a little of this.
It was a homeboy. It was who's that Spanish guy that's in everything? He's always he was on Community all the time.
Spanish guy was
the go-to funny Spanish guy. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I forget his name.
Go-to Spanish guy.
The go-to funny, and it's not one of the new guys, not the comedian guys. I'm talking. He's always been TV, movies.
Trejo?
Not Trejo. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
That guy is pretty funny.
Dan Trejo is pretty funny. I forget his name, but if I did, you go.
What else was he in?
Like literally everything.
That doesn't help. I hate when people do that. Everything.
I'm gonna Google.
Was he in this room?
I'm gonna Google.
We'll make him say hello.
I'm Googling funny
Google
Mexican
it.
Guy. I bet you money. Top five returns.
Top five returns.
Top five funny.
Oh, you just Google top five funny guy.
Funny Mexican guy.
Is he Mexican?
Community.
If he's funny, I love Community too. I don't know why the hell I'm not.
Luis Guzman, first comeback.
Oh,
first comeback.
Yeah, that's a mole man.
First return.
You
no.
can get him to be mole
no,
man.
Danny DeVito.
Okay, all right, but also
Danny DeVito.
Luis Guzman from the movie Waiting.
Was he in Waiting? Of course he was in Waiting. Of course he was.
Yeah.
It's so secretly racist. Well,
what were you saying about him? I totally forgot.
I forget too.
Okay, put your phone.
He was the voice of the taco truck guy. In
oh,
Turbo.
Yes, of course. I know. You don't need to show me.
But you said I didn't know, but now that you know, you're like, how did I not know?
Of course.
And he's great in everything.
He is great in everything.
What was he not when you're like, hey, at least Luis Guzman was here.
Yeah,
in this steaming pile of shit. Luis Guzman is killing it.
He's always we like to call it SC, solid contributor.
Solid contributor. He's a John Stockton.
He is a John Stockton.
He's strong fundamentals.
Yep.
He's passing off to Karl Malone.
He's not looking to headline.
He's not looking to headline.
He's looking to put you over.
You need a basement.
You know, he's like a Bret Hart.
He's
you know?
A basement.
He's going to make you.
You need a basement.
Yeah, he's going to make you. He's going to make you look good in the ring.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Right.
And I hate to Anyway, who do you get to do Doctor Doom? I'm never good at this game.
That's the beauty. And this is the beauty. Of animation.
Yeah.
It don't fucking matter. You just need a good voice.
You get that great voice actor, what's his name, from Futurama, who's done everything, and he's the best. And he'll just do everything.
We could get a real Russian-German guy.
Yeah, no, you just...
I would think that Latveria, the accent would be Latvian. Because Latvia is a real country.
Yeah, Latveria... Wait, you're going to be... Latveria is not a real country?
No. Heartbreaking, I know. Yeah. Also, Wakanda, not real.
I mean, it is kind of real.
No, it's not, apparently it's not at all.
It
which
is. I've never been there.
Trust me, I work with a couple African guys at my job, and they pretty much thought I was an asshole.
You thought it was
real? I was like, they were like, where are you from? Oh, we're from New Guinea, blah, 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 Ivory Coast. Like, how far is that from Wakanda? And they're like this, I don't know this place. And I'm like, Black Panther. They're like, and their accent slipped away. Like, are you talking about the fucking comic book? I said, oh, my bad.
Wait, isn't what you said, I think, is on our coast, right?
Who's on our coast?
What? See, I'm so bad at grammar. Not grammar. That's how bad I am in geography that I just call it grammar.
You call it grammar.
I'm so bad. I don't know any other countries. I barely know. I don't even know all the states. Literally, I said, let's go to Cincinnati. And they were like, and I said, the state? I thought Cincinnati was a state.
Yeah.
It's not a state.
It's not.
Which I found out when I went there.
I mean, who cares?
I mean, I thought it was in Pennsylvania.
Central United States is kind of a blur to me.
Nothing that matters. Here's what matters.
New Jersey.
New York.
Crew. California.
California, maybe, and I like Canada a lot.
Canada's great.
I think they're
just underrated.
I got some friends up there I enjoy.
Underrated.
I really
you get to
do.
A certain point where a nice, quiet neighbor goes far for you. That's actually a lot.
Also, I've been in North Carolina, and I enjoyed it.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, so I mean, I just think we're all one land.
What are we talking about?
Who would cast Dr. Doom? None of us know.
And we're talking about North Carolina.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I wrote some great questions here.
No, you need a weird Eastern European guy. It doesn't matter who.
A weird European.
Oh, I know who. I know who. Dr. Doom. Mads Mikkelsen.
Who?
Mads Mikkelsen.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. He's the bad guy in Doctor Strange. He's Hannibal. He's in Rogue One.
That guy would be great.
Because you only need his voice.
That'd be great. You could get him his face. It doesn't even have to live action.
But he's already in the universe.
I want a live action Doom, though.
No.
I want it.
They're just
going
to ruin it.
No. Give it to me. I want it. I want it. Why would you not give it to me?
I just want my...
How would you do Infinity War?
I don't know. That's a lot.
I know.
Because not for nothing, even the original Infinity War, that coasted in... Like, the wheels were coming off.
It gets a lot of respect for something that wasn't very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and everyone's like, maybe Adam Warlock is coming. I hope not. That guy sucked.
Keep him out of my pants.
Yeah,
get him
Adam
out of my
Warlock was lame.
Super lame. He was better when he came back in the Guardians of the Galaxy later, because Guardians of the Galaxy had him come back.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he's better. He's fine. But Infinity, let's say this. I go on rage. Let's go on record and say this. Infinity Gauntlet, the comic book, sucked. Secret Wars. Sucked. Absolutely sucked. All the comics you liked, every comic
who
book.
Liked?
No, I'm going to say every comic that happened before 1995 sucked.
Yeah, that's a lot of things. There's a lot of comic book guys from that whole era where they were like, let's do weird space stuff. And everyone's like, this shit is canon. It's so good. I'm like, yo, Quasar blows.
Everything
Quasar
Marvel.
Sucked. Captain Marvel? That guy sucked until it became Carol Danvers.
Everything Marvel did space related
sucked
before Annihilation.
Right. Yeah. No. Good point. Yeah.
Before Annihilation.
Right. Annihilation. Was
suck
good.
A dick. It all sucked.
It all sucked. A lot.
DC.
Of dicks.
You want space stuff? You go to DC.
You go to DC.
DC's gonna give you good space stuff.
Yep.
Now they're doing pretty good space stuff. Now you. Yeah,
well, now
good
they
space
fucking
stuff.
Have to because let me tell you something.
Yes.
When they said we're making a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, I said, why?
Why?
Because that shit sucked.
Yeah.
That old tacky ass 70s horse shit.
Yeah.
It's like, this is corny. Like, this is real bad. Like, none of this is good.
I guess what they use for
And then
those.
I got some, like, 60-year-old guy going, F you, Star-Lord was always cool. Fuck you, that was hot garbage.
Yeah, I don't even think that was the same Star-Lord. I think it was a different guy.
It's a different costume. Because he used to look like a British cop in space.
Oh, I did like that guy, though.
That was a good
that costume. Was cool.
That was a good costume. Cool. Yeah. It was a cool mask.
Yeah, but that stuff is
and that's about where it
still
ended.
Pretty new. I mean, like...
But that's the thing. Guardians of the Galaxy lends itself better to film. That should be on film. Like, Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Doctor Strange never had a good comic. He had good appearances.
Great appearances.
Because that was the thing. It's like... Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange shows up, you know you're fucked.
Pause. 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 I hate to pause you.
Pause me.
Remember what you're saying. But I also want to add in, and you're going to be furious, I feel the same way about Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Fantastic, Fantastic Four comic book for the most part.
Suck.
It does suck.
They kind of suck.
They did some good stuff with Rengo. They did some really good stuff later.
Yeah.
But you throw any one of those four into any other comic book, it juices it to 1,000%. You know what? It's a Louis Guzman. It's a Fantastic Four
are
four
Louis
Guzman. They're four Louis Guzman.
It's the truth. Let me tell you something. Human Torch's best work
Yeah.
is in Spider-Man.
best work as a Spider-Man.
Human Torch shows up in Spider-Man, and you're like, oh, yeah. Buddy cops, let's go. This is going to be great.
Anytime there's a world-ending thing and Mr. Fantastic shows up, yeah, and he's using his brain, yeah, stretchy power is stupid.
His brain power
is the best.
Yeah.
He shows up.
Even he knows it's stupid.
I know how to figure this out. I know how to do all. He's the best. He was great in Civil War. He was great in everything.
Yeah.
Just everything. Everything.
And he's like this. He's like, it's good when I have to reach a tool far away because I'm not using it to fight nobody.
Let's be honest. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
Come
great
on.
For being
Who are
lazy.
We kidding? Yeah, it's kind of these are Luis Guzmans.
Yeah,
these are John Stockton guys.
Very
important. I love John Stockton. These are important guys.
Amazing characters, role players.
Because and that's the thing, when Reed Richards shows up, it's like, guess what, guys? Oh, I know you just fought the Brotherhood of Evil. What the fuck ever. Turns out every single dimension is collapsing on itself right now. Mm. Yeah. Oh, how do we punch that?
Yeah.
What do you do? And that's the same thing when Doctor Strange shows up.
Yep.
Everybody's lined up.
Yep.
Here's your Avengers, your X-Men. You're all lined up. And on the other side, all the bad guys, even Stiltman's out. We're out here. We're lining the fuck up.
Yep.
And you're like, we got this. We got this.
Yep.
You got Bullseye. You got scary bad guys. Bullseye's over there.
Scary bad guy.
Elektra, currently a bad guy. We'll say she's a bad guy. She's over there. Scary bad guy. Sabretooth, scary bad guy. Carnage, scary bad guy. We got Hulk over here. I think we got this. I think we can do this. Doctor Strange shows up. Oh, fuck. The devil is coming.
The devil is showing.
The devil is coming.
The devil.
The actual devil.
Yeah.
Now we have an actual devil problem.
Let me tell you something. You can't web up the devil.
You can't web up the devil.
You can't web him up.
Okay, not for lack of trying.
I mean, you goddamn try as hard as you can.
Because he's shooting those webs at Mephisto. And Mephisto's like, listen, I think you're very funny. I love what you've done.
Yeah.
Like, I think Mephisto will be like, I love Spider-Man. I really do.
I do. We all do.
You're so great.
He's the best.
And, I mean, I did take your wife from your brain.
Let's not.
Remember
that? Never happened.
Because Bendis is, not Bendis, that was Quesadilla. Quesadilla goes, I don't think superheroes should be married. It cuts the story. If you're a good writer, it doesn't cut the stories.
Fuck
you
your
know
mother
what?
In her filthy dead vagina.
That's hard. That's a lot.
It is? It's not enough. It's not enough. When you took Mary Jane from me, I had to talk to an angel to remove that memory of you doing that for
me. Yes, and here's the thing. We're writing fiction stories. Yeah, guess what? A nerdy-ass freaking guy dating the literal hottest female in the whole universe. That's not science fiction.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's guess what? In a functional marriage?
Yeah.
That's fiction.
You're screaming. You're screaming into the microphone.
I'm sorry.
I respect it, but you're screaming. And I
What's not fictional about a functional marriage?
Let me tell you something, and we're going to go back, because we're never going to finish what we're talking about. We're trying to get through the Infinity War, because of course we're going to go on 19. Let me talk about Spider-Man. Let me tell you something about this.
Tell me.
That Straczynski Spider-Man.
Oh,
let me tell you something.
JMS.
And you fucking
with
Romita. Nerds. And you fucking nerds who want to say like, oh, I like whatever I like from 1922. Your mother is a filth bag.
Remember when you didn't want to call this nerd rage?
Straczynski.
You're biting through your lip right now. Your mouth is bleeding.
Straczynski did the best work with Spider-Man.
So good.
He changed and grew that character to making him a teacher, to making Aunt May understand. This was the freshest he'd ever been.
And that was the thing. These people are like, oh, when he came out of the thing and he had talons in his arms and organic web shooters are the same motherfuckers like, I need to get the Man Spider fucking action figure because that's seminal fucking fuck you. Organic web shooters is sick.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I could take it or leave it. But that's what you got a fucking problem with.
Yeah. Let me say this. When they did that, there was all of a sudden there was this rush.
Didn't he write Moreland?
Yeah, of course he wrote Moreland.
When was the last time you were reading a Spider-Man comic book and you were fucking shook up? I was like, this Moreland is a real problem.
I'm still shook up.
I was reading that shit going, yo, this Moreland guy, this is a real issue for me.
Dan Slott brought him back, and I was like, oh my God, still there. I liked what Dan Slott
did. It scared you when he came back.
I know, because he's
scared of villain. Because not only did he come back, guess what? There's a bunch of Morelands.
Sort of his damn family. He fucked.
Yeah.
You fuck with me, you fuck with my whole damn family.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in Twins.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito, I'm sorry, in Twins.
And the thing about Moreland was, he looked like Beethoven.
I know.
It was like, you're not very scary looking, but you're very scary.
You're very scary. You look like just a Morbius. You look like a vampire.
You look like a vampire Beethoven. He had
Yes.
Pirates guy. The good guys from the Pirates of the Caribbean who are actually the bad guys.
Now, I'm going to attempt to finish this one more time.
I'm sorry.
The stories were so fresh. You opened up all this stuff. Aunt May now knows. Aunt May's writing these letters to Jane O'Jomison. Dude, it was so great. It was so good.
Yeah.
And then they took it back. And what was the first thing they did when they came back?
They retconned the whole fucking thing.
Not even they retconned it. They did a fucking Harry Osborn story. As if we hadn't heard so much Green Goblin. Let me tell you something about Spider-Man.
Okay.
He has 20 great villains. 20 of my favorite villains.
So many.
And I would say not even in the top 20 would I put fucking Green Goblin. Right. Fuck Green Goblin. Who well, I want? I want Venom.
Yeah.
I want Carnage. Carnage, Maximum Carnage. That shit was awesome.
It was awesome.
He's just the Joker with a symbiote. We've discussed this. That's amazing.
I love
Mysterio. That
shouldn't work. On paper, Carnage doesn't work.
Why?
In function, it works. I'm saying, in like, if you want, I was like, we're going to take this guy who's basically the Joker, except kind of murderier.
Yeah.
And we're going to put a symbiote on him that's actually mean, and his whole costume is just going to look like dripping blood, and he's going to have knife for hands. You're going to go, that is the single corniest fucking thing I've ever heard
is
in
it?
My life.
And let me repeat to you what you just said. Now,
fresh
eyes.
This is hypothetical. I'm saying that's hypothetical.
Let me say
this
shit
works.
Exactly, you goddamn right. Now, what you just said to me seems like the greatest thing I've ever heard. If I would have pitched that to you, you would have said, write it down. Yeah. Show it to me. I love it.
Print it up.
Mysterio. Love Mysterio. Guys all fucked up. Who else we got? Oh, so many villains. So many great villains.
And that was the thing. When those guys, on the rare occasion, when those Spider-Man villains showed up in another comic book,
yeah,
you were worried for the other guy.
Worried for who?
Like, say you're reading fucking Luke Cage or something.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Mysterio's there. You're going, oh, shit.
What's Mysterio doing?
Yeah, Mysterio. I can Luke Cage beat Mysterio? No. You don't know the tricks yet.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man, he's like, listen, this is how you beat Mysterio. Yeah, you take a fan, you blow the mist out. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, Hydra Man. Here's the thing. You get a super sun lamp that you got from the time when the Dr. Octopus tried to cook somebody else. You pull him in there. He evaporates. You take the mist. You put it in a glass jar, and you send it to the police station.
Of course. Let me tell you something. As Peter Parker, you wake up. You're all of a sudden, you're not in your room. You're in a weird hell of a place. You go, I'm not in a hell of a place. It's Mysterio. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. You know, it's easy. One,
you
two,
wake,
and done.
Yeah, wake up. But, everyone I know is dead. How did that happen? I was only asleep for 6 hours. Come on, fishbowl head.
I mean, let's be honest. The great thing when Daredevil one day thought he thought the son, the Messiah was showing up. He's like, I'm the devil. It's the real devil. It's Angel. It's God. No, it wasn't. It was Mysterio.
Yeah.
It was Mysterio. He showed up. He showed up into a Daredevil comic book.
At what point does Mysterio go, listen, I don't got nothing new for Spider-Man. I'm going to go fuck with Cloak and Dagger.
Exactly.
What do they got for me?
Don't even tell me about Cloak and Dagger. I think the two most underrated characters that I don't understand why they're never being used.
Super
amazing. So dark a history.
Yeah.
So,
but I think Cloak is kind of ridiculously overpowered.
Let me tell you something.
I love it. Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Who's losing? Who's winning? How do you beat Cloak?
See, here's the problem. Here's my problem. And here's my problem with fucking nerds, okay? Mm-hmm. Nerds always want a villain, okay? They always want the villain. Let me tell you something. You know who's the toughest person to fight?
Who?
Your insides.
Oh.
Your inside. Your past. That's who you're fighting. Who's the villain in this movie? I don't know. My drug addict family? Huh? Maybe that's who I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm dealing with.
Okay.
All
right.
So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to Infinity War.
Yeah,
and
also,
you
thinking about it?
What?
Cloak and Dagger, the only time bad heroin worked out.
What do you mean it worked out?
That's what they did. They found these drugs, so they tried to shoot them up, and they got superhero powers.
Is that how it happened?
I'm pretty sure.
Hilarious.
I'm pretty sure. Like, usually it's like, oh, so-and-so died. How? Bad heroin.
Bad
got a bad
heroin.
Batch, now he's dead.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Cloak and Dagger were just junkies? I thought their family were junkies.
No, they were junkies, and they shot up some bad shit, which turned out to be good shit.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's...
Kind of too good.
What I love about this podcast is if...
How do you get cloak powers from drugs?
The devil. Mysterio. No, I don't know.
Mephisto.
Few things we need to get back to. First thing I want to say... First of all, we're all over the place. One thing I want to say is Daredevil... I forgot everything I wanted to say.
Clone Wars? Not Clone Wars. That's not... Infinity Wars?
No. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Oh, all the nerds who are listening to this. Here's the thing. We're not 100. We don't have great memories. We've been reading comic books since we were little.
We have
my mom
way
gave
too
me
much information.
My mom gave. Yeah, but I'm going to say this. Maybe not right information. We're not fact checking. Okay?
Yeah, we're not.
Look, if we're wrong about Cloak and Dagger, suck a dick. I don't give a shit.
We're probably wrong.
We'll figure it out. Well, you know.
You just Google it.
I won't. I refuse.
Also, I don't care that much.
No, because people think their comic books are better than my comic books. I couldn't read. When I was little, so Dad bought us G.I. Joe comic books because I could read the pictures.
Remember that?
Taught me how to read. Okay,
yeah.
That's how I learned how to read.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? You're better because you have all of the comic books, or you're 50? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody who reads comic books is cool, and you're all cool. Suck a fucking and suck a dick. And also understand something. I'm not homophobic. It's a juxtaposition. Okay. Suck a dick if you don't like a suck a dick. If you want to suck a dick,
not like a real
eat
dick.
A dirty pussy.
Not a real dick.
Why did I get so vulgar? I don't know.
Yeah, you went really hard.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
Anyway, how would I do Infinity War? I'll tell you what I would do.
Oh, yeah, tell me, because I don't even care.
Two movies. Thanos comes in the first movie.
It is two movies.
I heard that they may have just be doing one now.
Uh-huh.
I think. I'm not sure. Opening scene, Thanos says, I'm here. It is one. They start fighting. for 2.5 hours.
Right.
At the end, Captain America puts on the glove, and then they dissolves Thanos. And that's the end of the movie. Just one, no story. Just
Captain
one fight.
America. You know what you need in Infinity War, though?
Yeah, who what?
You need Cap picking up that hammer.
You need Cap picking up the hammer?
Yeah.
Why?
You need everybody's down. Thor's, yeah. Thor and Hulk are the last two fighting. Knocks him down. Cap's had enough time to rest now. He picks up Mjolnir.
See, Mjolnir? I would. See, I go with
Mjolnir.
No, I'll never know, and I'll never. I still say Magneto.
Yeah.
I've been saying
we
Magneto.
We are big Magneto fans.
I've been saying Magneto since day
yeah,
one. And
day
I do
one.
Not care.
Magneto.
Who would you prefer to pick up the? Here's the thing: is I don't think Cap can pick up the. I think
whoa,
Parker.
Whoa,
I think Spider-Man
whoa,
can pick up
whoa! Slam those brakes, handsome.
Sure.
You don't think Cap can pick up Mjolnir?
Well, he couldn't in the movie.
He didn't really try that much.
He didn't try that much.
He didn't try that much. First of all, let's get one thing straight right now.
What?
No one is better than Captain America.
What do you mean? As a person?
As a person.
Oh, like, yeah. So on his stats.
Stats. If they're on the back of the cards, like strength.
Yes.
Good dudeness. 10.
Knowing what to do, doing the right thing.
Doing the right thingness.
Is always Cap?
It's always 10, full bars.
So would you say Spider-Man's a 9? Because I think he's up there.
Here's the thing. No, but here's my thing. I think... Yes, he's a 10, but he overthinks it. And I think what makes him not always do the good thing is thinking he doesn't know what the good thing is.
Wow, that's
listen, when the only person that has their full faith in you is Captain America, you're all right.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Captain America's like, no, Spider-Man's the best guy. And Spider-Man's like, Captain America's the best guy.
Who is your number one superheroes of all time, top three, go?
Top, wait, what?
Who's your top three superheroes?
Favorites?
Yeah.
Hulk?
Yeah.
Captain America?
Uh-huh. Come on, I know this.
Ghost Rider?
Really? No.
Punisher?
Of course.
Yeah.
I love that I had to tell you what
there's
your favorites
a lot.
Are.
No, see, here's my thing. I love Ghost Rider. I love the idea of Ghost Rider. He's just been completely ruined over and over and over again.
Do you know why I put
don't
up
get me start. Don't get me wrong, start on this new Ghost Rider bullshit with this fucking car and this Spanish guy.
We're going to pause.
Do you know how mad I am about
we're gonna
that?
We're going to pause.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going
to say my three.
Okay, tell
and
me
then
that.
I'm going to tell you why the car thing is okay.
Don't. We're going to fight.
Number one of knowing what to do this.
Yeah.
Knowing what to get a cap. Spider-Man, for me, number three?
Yeah.
Luke Cage. Luke Cage is a guy who, when it comes down to it, now, he might not necessarily...
He's very high on good dudeness. No, you're right.
He knows what the right thing to do is. He always is. He's the guy who's going to plant his feet down and say, motherfucker, I'm right. I'm right.
Yeah.
We're right. We're going to do the right thing here.
No, yeah, I back.
And I
got to
say
that.
And, no, and that's why I say...
I'm with you on that. I back. Luke Cage is very high on the good dudeness.
On the good dudeness. And I think those are probably my three faves. I would say Spider-Man, Cap, Luke Cage.
No, I feel like a bastard for not having a black guy in my list.
Well, I only got a black guy because of society. Well, I've always been a Luke Cage fan. I've loved Luke Cage just because of... and actually, to be honest with you, just because of when Bendis brought him back. You know, I thought that was always...
Well, that was the thing. He was kind of a mort until Bendis brought him back.
Yeah, I mean... Okay. So what were you going to say? Oh, and Cable. I love Cable. I've always loved Cable. And I've always loved Cannonball. Cannonball, to me, is another guy.
I like Cannonball.
Cannonball.
He's another good dude.
He's a guy who knows what to do right. They always fucking yoink. They always fucking ruin him. They always make him just a herb.
Yeah.
But he's not a herb. He know when he took when Cable died or left and Cannonball took over the X-Force, he knew it was right. And he stood up to Professor Rex. And Professor Rex, you know what? You're right.
You're right.
Listen, Professor Rex, prick. Can we be honest? Now that I'm thinking about it, think about what today's society... He's manipulating. He's raping everyone. He's raping everyone's minds. You can't just take people's memories out.
Well, I mean, you're a superhero. It goes back to what we were saying before.
Yeah.
Spider-Man punches you. You might die if you're a normal guy. What's he gonna do? Not read your mind if you got a bunch, if you got a bomb somewhere?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Also, I love Cyclops.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't love him like that. I just think that he's under-respected, and I think that when you want a big leader,
you put him in that role.
I
think
he's
a role player. We talked about this before. When all the Avengers were coming back and like Avengers team, I said Cyclops should be an Avengers leader.
I said the same thing.
He's
he needs to avenge one of the. He needs
to be
one of the
Avengers. He got a little jerky at the end. At the end, before they were like, "We're just going to bring you back as a teenager because you become a bad guy."
I thought he was kind of. And here's the thing, I
kind of
like that.
He's
because
kind of
he was
guy.
Standing, he wasn't really a bad guy. Not really. I mean, he was just kind of being like
a dick.
No, what did he do? That
he
was
got a little
wrong?
Magneto-ish at the end.
Yeah, but he wasn't killing anybody, and he wasn't
that's
mad.
True.
He
that's
was
true.
Just saying, he was just saying, no, man, I'm agreeing. We need to start getting our people together. And I love Magneto.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
I don't remember.
All right, we'll move on. We're gonna talk about. We have.
I'm sure we'll come back to it.
Ooh, we got 10 minutes left, and we let me get 10 minutes left. But I got 4 hours left to talk. But we're gonna. How would you do? How would you do the Marvel? If you had to do a Marvel DC crossover, how do you do it?
How do you do it?
I can tell you how I would do it, and then that'll signal your brain, and then you tell me how you would do it.
Tell me how you do it.
Because here's my problem with every time they want to do these things. First, they have to make everyone fight.
Yeah.
Here's what I find stupid. You meet if I introduce you to one of my friends, is the first thing you do try to fight him? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, that's true. Why are they
everyone but me?
No. What I would say is something interspace is happening, right? Yeah. Maybe I like what they were doing, what Hickman was doing with the worlds were like exploding,
right?
And they were like combining the worlds,
right?
I think Reed Richards finds he has to go to all the worlds are dying or something, and they have to go to a world that's not like ours. So the first one they see that isn't a variation of the Marvel universe is the DC universe.
Right.
Because they need heroes that could save us that aren't like us. You know, maybe there's a disease. Maybe there's a thing. That's affecting only humans like us. So the first one they get the Marvel hero. They get the DC heroes.
Right.
DC heroes come in, start fighting, whatever. But because of that now, that left the DC universe with no protectors.
Unprotected.
So now the Marvel guys got to go over there, right? So Marvel guys going over there. Then they all come together, and then they're just fighting each other's villains.
Yeah, I think maybe like you have two evil Reed Richards types. Not actually
that's
Reed
exactly
Richards.
That's exactly it. That is exactly it.
So they're like, listen, I've tried to take over this world so many goddamn times. These guys are such a pain in the ass. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to come to your world. Like I meet you and me are the same guy from our different dimensions. You got your Batman. I got my Spider-Man. I go, this is what we're going to do.
Cool.
I got my guys over here. I'm going to send them through to you.
Yeah.
Because you got your own villains over there already. So while everyone's taking care of those guys, you set up, you will do a little Bane thing.
Yeah.
Send your guys after your guys. While they're over there, I'm going to take my guys. I'm going to send them over there.
Yeah.
Because now you got twice as many villains. Then you do the same thing over here.
Can I pause you? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pause you. I love what you said, Evil Reed Richards. Evil Reed Richards goes to take over the DC universe. But regular Reed Richards sees this.
He does.
And he says,
no.
This is a variation of me. I have to stop him.
Yeah.
He gets Marvel heroes
feels a lot of responsibility
to go to the DC universe to fight evil Reed Richards.
Yeah. How about this?
Now we got awesome team ups.
What if Reed Richards actually goes to the DC heroes and he's like, listen, fellas.
Yeah.
This is what's going on. Uh-huh. My evil self is what you do. But this is what happens.
Uh-huh.
Reed Richards, he's got to find a receptacle to answer his call. Who's the only guy that's got that? Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor, this is what's happening. Lex Luthor's like, okay.
I'm not buying. Why would Reed Richards ever go to Lex Luthor?
He doesn't know Lex Luthor is a bad guy.
He's not doing homework. He's not reading a newspaper.
No, he's still on our Earth. He's still in the 616.
The first thing Reed Richards is the smartest guy.
I understand that, but he's not going to know right away, and Lex Luthor's going to start trying to like, yeah, I'm going to help you stop this, but I'm going to manipulate it to my own needs.
All right. I will suspend belief for you for one moment.
You know what I mean? Because then all the good guy heroes, they're like, this guy's working with Lex Luthor. He's got to be a dick.
Got to be a dick.
So we're going to go over there, and we're going to take care of business.
TCB?
So DC's coming over to take care of Reed Richards, who they think is a bad guy. So now our good guy's like, you ain't fucking with Reed Richards.
Yeah, and you're just
now,
like
you got a whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Which is what you want. You want a whole
thing.
Yeah,
but I don't want the good guys to fight the good guys. I always find that.
You know what I want?
I want the good guys.
I want some crazy guy to go like this. Who's going to kill fucking Superman? We're going to get the Hulk. We're going to just take the fucking Hulk. We're going to make his brain crazy. Because you know what? Doomsday almost got it done. Hulk will get it done.
Hulk will get it done. Hulk's
the every
kill.
Time you hit the
I
Hulk.
I don't want Hulk killing.
No, but he's going to be fucked with.
All right.
You do a lot of good stuff when you fuck with the Hulk.
Let me also tell you how I write Hulk.
Because here's the thing. Every time you hit the Hulk, he gets mad. Every time he gets mad, he gets strong. How do you fucking beat a guy? You got to kill him with one punch. Who's killing the Hulk with one punch?
Nobody.
Superman?
There
you go. Nobody.
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 You can't kill the Hulk with one punch.
No, you can't. So he's just going to get stronger.
He's the strongest. Strongest there is. Strongest there ever was.
Pretty fucking strong.
He's the best. Here's how I write
a Hulk.
Now, here's the thing. I hope they're not. Here's how I write a Hulk comic book. Now, let me tell you this. And then this is what I would do. Someone gets control of the armor. What's it called? The destroyer armor, right?
The Thor destroyer. That's not armor. That's a robot.
It's a robot, right?
Well, it's not really. It's like a mystical.
Yeah, it's a robot. I think at some point.
It's Thor, a magic robot.
Odin or Thor may eventually start wearing it very weirdly. It doesn't matter. Either that being said.
I think Dr. Doom wore it. I think Dr. Doom got the fucked up destroyer thing and like was you.
Of course
it was Dr. Doom.
And if he didn't, he will.
So underrated, Dr. Doom.
He's the best.
Fucking best.
Destroyer starts going crazy, right? No one can.
Sure. Destroying.
Yeah. Let's say Loki sends it to Earth and starts fucking shit up. Who shows up? Hulk. Right?
Yeah.
Hulk starts beating the shit out of it, but it's blah, 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 blah. Bruce Banner uses science. He manipulates science and magic. Science and magic to help take it out. So Hulk.
Bruce Banner's doing science. Magic.
Bruce Banner and Hulk.
They're separate now?
No, they're together, but he's kind of like in and outs, you know? Like he goes Hulk, he fights, you know? So there's like a fight. You know,
yeah,
use your pretend.
Sure.
I'm not writing every panel, but I'm going to just say that this is what happens.
I'm here. Get
me. So they do that. They fight. They beat the Destroyer.
They beat him.
Odin says, that's on me.
That's my bad.
That should not have happened.
Yeah.
That got out of my thing.
I thought I closed the gate.
And I
left the dog got out.
Yes.
Got it.
And I owe you a new dog.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm
going to fix up Kansas for you.
So I'm
sorry about Kansas.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to do you, Hulk, a solid. I'm going to give you, Hulk, whatever it is that you want. Right?
What does the Hulk want?
Hulk says, I just want to be left alone. I just want to be left alone.
But that's not what Bruce Banner wants.
Hang on.
Okay.
So then Thor says, Odin says, I'm going to put you over here. This is the land to defend Asgard. Sometimes frost giants come in. You beat the shit out of them. But for the most part, you're just down in the green. You're in the green. Now and again, a monster comes, blah, 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 blah.
It's all you.
Then what happens? I love that you're two steps ahead of me. Bruce Banner says, that's not what I want. And he says, you think I didn't acknowledge that you aren't two separate beings?
He's Odin.
I'm going to separate you.
He's the Allfather.
I'm going to separate you. I am going to make you, Bruce Banner, in charge of our science magic department. We are going to teach you. I know it sounds crazy.
It does.
But I don't care.
So this is the what is that, Valhalla? The Valhalla
they're in,
science?
They're in Valhalla.
Okay.
And he says, we're going to use your brains. I'm going to teach you Odin magic type thing. Yes.
Okay.
You're going to learn from that. You're going to be our head motherfucker up here.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I forgot where it goes from there.
That's plenty, though.
But that's where I go. That's where I go. I write that's my base. And then you got Hulk fighting frost giants with Thor, having a great time. Bruce Banner cooking up shit in Valhalla, having a great time.
Sure.
Finally, whatever. And then something happens. They have to combine again.
Whatever
they do. They do what they do.
You're going to need a thing to happen.
You know, a thing will happen. But that's a space of a story.
Fucking Loki.
Anything you would do?
With what?
I'll give you a closing story if you want to come up with tell a story or
they
anything.
They need to restart. I think they need to restart everything from the beginning with the real guys.
Okay, you just said, I have 4 minutes left, and you just said you want to restart everything.
No, Marvel's gone off the rails. They need to restart.
What do you mean?
They need to restart. I don't, like, the whole, they have this whole agenda now where they're trying to make everything for everybody.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, we need more black chicks, and we need more, you know,
sure.
Maybe gay, maybe more, maybe Muslim.
Sure.
Sick. I'm all in.
Yeah.
Stop making them be people. Make new interesting characters.
Interesting.
You're the house of fucking ideas.
You don't need to make new. You already have old.
Yeah, and that's another thing I want to say. Marvel has the best black dudes.
Yeah.
The best ones.
Yeah.
Who's the genius guy who was Goliath?
Yeah, I know.
Thor
ripped him to
shreds. Yeah, clone Thor killed him, but he was so cool.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Foster.
Yeah. Ben Foster.
Bob?
Black Panther.
Bob Foster.
Black Panther, awesome.
Yeah.
Luke Cage, awesome. Misty Knight, awesome. There's that crazy Blue Adam Superman guy who lives under the friggin' ocean. I don't even know where the fuck he came from, but he's been awesome.
Yeah, let me say this.
Yeah.
I had to pause you real quick. Let me just throw
I don't mind Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Let me throw this one. I've heard she's great. I haven't read her yet. She's also the New Jersey hero, I heard.
Yes. She's from Newark, which is weird.
When you make Captain America Falcon, like, that was so stupid.
That was so
we
stupid.
Already have a black Captain America, one of the best comic books I've ever read. That Truth comic, remember?
Yeah.
Why don't you bring that fucking guy back?
Yeah.
There's your black Captain America, the guy you fucking raped 20 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a gay hero?
He was already good. Or why didn't they take Patriot from Young Avengers and
yes!
make him the new Captain America?
I love
America?
Patriot.
Patriot was
I
sick.
I love Patriot.
One of those Young Avengers coming back. They were so good. You had those two awesome
good.
Gay kids.
Yeah,
like I don't mean. Oh, they were. It was like you wanna have more diversity.
Yes.
You have good ones already.
Already great ones.
And then you're like, it's like, oh, Iron Man's a black chick. That is such trolling.
Yeah,
it's such trolling.
But I think that they just do that just to make it news, to make people pissed,
but
and which is
like,
annoying.
But it's like it's so much when you could just focus on writing good stuff.
You can, and it's great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Miles Morales. I love Miles Morales. That was the only time I'm like, this is for the better.
But there was good writing.
Yeah, and now they and then so have Miles Morales come in and like. make him be a sidekick. It's fine because you have it. You have him in Spider-Man as the sidekick, but then you have him as Miles Morales Spider-Man over here.
Yep.
Doing
just like
his
they did Robin,
thing.
like Tim Drake.
Yeah, like why you gotta like I don't care about this. Like well, everything's so weird. Like why you gotta change things? Like just make good new stuff. I want new stuff.
Let me say this, and this is gonna sound crazy, and I don't think anyone's ever offered this idea up, and I don't even care.
What?
I'll say it, and this is gonna sound crazy. When they say, "Well, why can't Spider-Man be black?" Make him black. I don't give a shit. Just don't make him not Peter Parker. I don't care. Why can't Peter Parker be black? He's from Queens. His whole story is fucking that.
Yeah.
I don't mind you writing. I don't understand this idea why you can't just change someone's race. It doesn't. That's not a story. Stories come from your heart. They come from things you've done. That doesn't have to be. You don't have to. Well, I don't give a shit.
But it's
I don't
like,
care.
I mean, I think the motivator is correct, and I think it's right.
Sure.
But like. Miles Morales is awesome.
Miles Morales is awesome.
And every time he shows up, I'm amped.
He is great. But
you
they
know
should
what I
never
mean?
Kill.
But this whole thing. Fucking. So this is what they had. They had, what's his name? Park. Who's the Asian kid that was hanging out with the Hulk?
Oh, the little. Yeah, he was great.
He was like, oh, I'm the sixth smartest guy. And that was his deal. I'm the sixth smart or whatever number smartest guy in the universe.
Yeah.
And he was helping the Hulk. And he was this brilliant Asian. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
But guess what? Now he's just the Hulk with a fucking faux hawk. Who cares about
dumb.
This?
Well, they also just
who
made,
thinks this is good?
They also just made someone else the smartest guy in Marvel, and it's like, look, I get that you want to make diversity, but you don't have to take away. Now you took away Reed Richards, all the work that every artist and writer has ever done.
Yeah,
you just schmoz that.
Yeah,
no, you just do something.
But I think Black Underwater Superman is really smart too. I think he's like top five. Blue Adam.
I don't know.
Does that sound familiar?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not
100%.
Sure.
He's a black guy who has a blue cape. And he lives under the ocean.
Cape in the on the ocean. That's a
I don't know
silly
where
move,
he
it.
Came from. It's actually kind of weird because he shows up every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he's like a genius. Which I'm like,
fine.
Give me more of this guy. I don't. Who's this
give
guy?
Give me more of that.
He's
guy.
Not a he's not offensive to me. Do you know what I mean? Like he shows up. He's new. He's cool. I'm like, all right. What's his deal?
Yeah.
He lives under the water. That's it.
That's fine.
That's all you're giving me.
No, I agree 100% though with what you said before about like just we have them. Just make them better. Put the writers on that.
How shitty is Gwenpool? Or Gwen Spider-Man.
Oh, I don't.
They did an alternate universe with Gwen Stacy in a white costume.
Yes, I have her up there.
And all the little internet kids thought the costume was so cute.
Yeah.
That they said, let's just make a comic about it based on people like the costume.
Yeah.
It is annoying.
Spider-Gwen.
And stupid. And Gwen Stacy being dead is so important.
So important.
It's so important that she stays dead.
She's alternate. Yeah,
And they're
mind.
Like, but she's so cool. We want to give her more. Her being so cool is why it's important that she's dead.
I don't mind alternate universe people coming back because in that original one is still dead. Peter Parker, Spider-Man is still dead.
No, she's in the main universe. Isn't she in the main universe?
But
I don't care if she's floating around somewhere else. That doesn't bother me.
But she's from an alternate universe who's come here. She's not the original Gwen Stacy, which I don't mind. No, because they did that whole spider
world. Yeah, I guess that's less abusive.
Where they
did
a bunch of spider people who showed back up, and that's fine.
That's less offensive to me.
But I will say, to your point, and then we got to go.
This is it?
Yeah, well, because look.
How long have we been doing this?
We're an hour. We're an hour and 3 minutes. This is great. And I still got to add a song to this. Instead of just taking Wolverine and making it a female Wolverine, you know, like we were saying with that.
That bothered me less because it was Wolverine's daughter and Wolverine died.
But then you got rid of Wolverine.
Yeah.
I love Wolverine.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You know, you just put money on something else. You put the good writers on other things.
Yeah.
And my case in point is they did that with Avengers. When they didn't have the rights to the X-Men movie stuff, they started putting all their money in Avengers comic books and making Avengers comic books cool. And then they started getting cool again.
And they buried the mutants, though.
And then they buried the mutants. They shouldn't have buried the mutants, but they did that just to fuck the X-Men franchise.
But why?
Well, what I'm saying is that, so then that's what you do with Luke Cage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just go, all right, we're just going to put great writers on Luke Cage. And then you don't have to worry about making someone else... doing something else. You have everybody. Now you have everybody. You have cool Captain America, cool Luke Cage, cool everybody, and you just put good fucking writers on
them.
Yeah,
and that was the thing. When you make Falcon Captain America,
you
don't make a cool black Captain America. You take away an original cool black guy. Falcon was awesome.
Falcon was awesome. I love Falcon.
Falcon was so sweet. The bird robot was dumb. He had a pet bird, which is a little weird.
I'll be honest. I don't mind that.
Yeah, I guess not.
I like a little robot bird.
I like a good pet.
I like a good pet.
A good pet. Especially G.I. Joe's always had good
also
pets.
Exactly. With Captain Falcon, now you just don't have Captain America. You just don't have Steve Rogers.
And more inexplicably, Captain America has wings now.
I just
which
can't.
It, can you stop?
Let's just keep.
Can
Captain
we
America,
stop?
And you have Captain America.
Like this is what happens. You're sad that Captain America's old or dead. Call yourself like the Eagle. You know.
Yeah.
Something. We get it's an homage. You're still original. You're still your own man.
I know. I just love Steve Rogers. I love the characters when he's not around.
And honestly, I didn't mind when he was old Steve Rogers in the Commander guy, and he was like doing a leadership. It didn't bug me that much. It made me sad that he wasn't Captain America anymore.
It was fine. It bothered me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I did. I dug it a little bit. I would never keep it that way.
Yeah.
Because I was under the impression
he was coming
back.
I even loved Bucky Cap. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But I was still upset that Captain America wasn't around.
Yeah.
I still need Steve Rogers.
The problem with that was at that point, I really liked Winter Soldier.
Let me tell you something. Winter Soldier was awesome.
Oh,
he's
so good.
So great.
So good.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's it. You want to go?
I guess so.
Oh, what's your Twitter? Tell people your Twitter.
Some
people will follow you.
Hold on. Let me check my Twitter.
You don't know
here.
Your Twitter. My Twitter is GregStone_. You could follow me at GregStone_. And we'll probably get more stuff to you. I don't know.
Yeah, next time we'll have more of an organized
thing. This was pretty good. I had some fun.
It could have been way worse, right?
How do you not know your Twitter?
I think it's JSS13.
Oh, Lord help us.
We're
I mean, we are in the red on overtime.
Listen, everything's going to be okay.
Everything is okay. Everything is great. Also, I apologize if you can't tell the difference between our voice. I think that's going to be a problem because the fact that we're brothers.
We're basically twins.
Yeah.
Yes, it is JSS13 at twitter.edu.
All right.
No, just JSS13.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye.